I don't know, Ceylon said, looking back to Malachi. He scrunched his eyebrows in confusion.
How do you not know if you stole from me? He growled. It seems like you stole everything.
But does she have your heart? Bronn asked.
The fire in Malachi's eyes burned her straight to the core.
Not anymore.
Faster than she could have anticipated, Bronn was in front of her. She felt the blow before she saw it. Her gut heaved as she fell to her knees, the shock echoing through her bones. Bronn yanked her head back by the hair, holding her in place.
The needles.
Ceylon began to shake. This was what she got for not following through. Bronn said Gideon would be named successor, but she should have known Bronn would kill her. Brutus took out a small kit. Ceylon's breaths came faster, preparing for the pain. Bronn had taught her. She wouldn't cry out. She wouldn't beg. She wouldn't show weakness. Maybe he would let her go then, if she could prove her strength.
Hold her,
Bronn commanded as he traded Ceylon for the box. Brutus came around behind her, holding out her arms and splaying her fingers. She had no hope of escaping that grip. As much as she told herself she wasn't afraid, she couldn't stop her eyes from flicking around the room, like someone might step in to stop Bronn, like her father wouldn't go through with it. Her eyes caught on Malachi's, and her stomach plummeted. His stare was blank, vacant like she was nothing to him, and a loneliness took hold of her. Malachi had always been there. She'd thought it an annoyance, but now she realized how much she missed it. How she would miss him. And how she'd lost him. The thin shine of the needle caught the light, and then Bronn grabbed Ceylon's hand and forced it under her fingernail. Her breath came in spurts, stars danced in her eyes. But to her credit, she made no sound. Bronn stared at her. Then he looked at Malachi.
Interesting, he said.
Ceylon clamped her teeth together so hard she thought something would crack. Her father took her second finger, inserted a second needle. She felt the tears that stained her cheeks as a distant dream. All she knew was pain. Bronn clicked his tongue, reaching for a third needle. Ceylon's heart dropped. Maybe she deserved this. She'd failed him, after all. And yet a part of her knew no one deserved to be tortured. Not even a gutter rat like herself. The room spun as the third needle went in. Ceylon had no control over the whimper that left her throat. For a moment, she thought she might be sick. But then the world tipped and darkened, and she imagined Malachi shouting for Bronn to stop.